Exercise 5, page 177. Text 1.
Hello, Children's Social Care, Lewisham Council. How may I help you?
Hi. Actually, there's an issue with my neighbours. They're a young couple, haven't lived here long. They seem nice and everything, but they keep leaving a young child alone at home.
Okay, well, that definitely is something that we will need to check.
What happens now exactly? Will anything come back to me?
No, don't worry. Everything is completely anonymous.
Right, okay. So what's next?
To start with, I'll need some basic details, such as the address and names of your neighbours, if possible. Then I'll arrange for a social worker to visit the property and talk to the parents to assess the situation. Usually we don't need to send the police at this stage. Following that, we can apply for a court order if needed to intervene and remove the child from harm.
Okay, thank you. So the address is 37...
Text 2.
I can't emphasize this enough. Voting is the most important individual power and right that you have in a democracy. I'm sure you've heard parents and maybe older siblings complain that they feel that their votes mean nothing. This is the most common reason for people not voting, and unfortunately, it's often the people who really want change who don't vote because they feel it can't or won't happen. But if people don't vote, how can anything ever change? When people who want change don't vote, it's just giving power to those politicians who want to keep things the same. Do you know that in the 1950s, over 80% of people in the UK voted in general elections? But it's been declining since then, with around 75% between the 60s and 90s. Recently, it's around 65%. That's terrible. It's up to you when you leave this place and get out into the world to be a responsible citizen.
Text 3.
I heard you went to the protest march to Parliament yesterday.
I did. I felt compelled to do something. I mean, I know the economy is not great now, but education is the last place where the government should make cuts. I mean, just look at the state of this old building.
But we have economic problems now. Investment in education is for the long term. They should use any funds for extra investment to stimulate the economy instead. That way, when things get better, they'll have more to invest in education.
Sorry, I think that's naive. Once governments make cuts to services, they know that people will get over it, and once people do, they know they can continue to neglect it. They'll never put the money back in. That's why it was important to get out yesterday and make some noise. Let them know we're not going to forget about it.
And you certainly did that. I heard that there were around 200,000 people in the streets yesterday, and that it got a bit rowdy near the end. I'm not sure I agree with that.
Well, I was there. I saw what happened. The event got hijacked by a few people looking for trouble. That's what led to the violence. Not that it was all that violent. Nobody got hurt. There were just some teens throwing things, and the police ended up taking those hooligans to the local police station anyway. The media just blew it out of proportion. The demonstration went on for about 4 hours, and the altercation lasted a couple of minutes at most.
That makes sense, especially considering there were no injuries. But the media wants something that's most newsworthy. And a battle between police and protesters is much more exciting than a huge group of people walking down a street.
Yes, of course. We all know that about the media. Anyway, regardless, a lot of people heard about what happened yesterday, so it really raised awareness for our cause.